Today. Our lesson today is kind of reminds me of what Gus had requested prayers. It's titled Martha, Martha. Jesus told her, "You are worried and troubled about many things." I wonder how many times when we go to God in prayer that God just responds, Bruce. I got it handled. You know, to get focus. Don't get distracted. And most of our text will be taken from our scripture reading this morning that Ken did. It's, the majority is going to be from Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 38 through 42. It says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her home." That says a lot about Martha. Just want to pause there for a moment. It says a lot about her character that of all the people in that village, she welcomed Jesus into her home. She wanted to do something that she could do. And that's commendable on her part. Verse 39, "And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving." I want to pause there for a second. Nothing wrong with serving. Nothing wrong at all. In fact, it's commendable that's showing hospitality. It's a way of showing and sharing with other people. Totally good. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" Good question. Good question. I'm handling all the work around here. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's her house too. And what is she doing? She's sitting around gabbing and listening to you. "Therefore, tell her to help me." It's not his house. She's wanting Jesus to reprimand Mary. And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Just a handful of passages, a handful of scriptures, but this is a wonderful passage. Teaches us so much about perspective. Teaches us about priorities. None of those things that Martha was doing was bad. Welcoming Jesus into her home, serving him, wanting to give Jesus a little extra special meal, wanting everything to just be perfect. We've been there. But she got distracted from the important things, from the priorities. Physical distractions. Things that are physical. Verse 40 says, "But Martha was distracted with much serving." Nothing wrong with that, but she got distracted from the priorities. Jesus, the Son of God, was in her home. Take advantage of that. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Years ago, this is in a different congregation, we were going to be having a potluck after morning worship. And I remember during, I wasn't preaching at the time, but about three quarters of the way through, a number of ladies got up and started working their way back to get things set up for the potluck. The preacher kindly called them back in and said, we're not done with worship yet. I would have, if it was me, I would have been looking for a shovel and digging a hole and covering myself up. But they came back in and he took, I call it a coaching moment, took a moment to remind them, what's the priority? Worship or getting set up for a potluck? Having a potluck is wonderful. People helping, putting, chipping in together and helping set up for a potluck, wonderful. Not during worship. Reminded me of this. Therefore, Jesus, tell her to help me. We get caught up with physical distractions all the time. This thing called life has a way of bombarding us. I've got to go to work. Work doesn't slow up because we're busy. Things called kids. Man, those of us that have kids, we get that. Kids, they're constant. They're a constant need to go someplace, to do something for them. And it's good that we do that. But it can be distracting sometimes. Everybody get their head above water, feeling pretty good financially. Then all of a sudden, air conditioner goes out. You need to call a plumber. You got a flat tire. You need to replace a tire. Bills, things like that. Health scares. That's easy to get distracted. All of a sudden get some test results back and got to make a major change in life or a surgery. We just had some prayer requests for surgeries and people with health issues, people going through that or loved ones going through that or dear friends, that can be distracting. Politics, just turn on the TV, open a newspaper, there's no shortage of distractions. We have the same distractions Martha had. The same distractions that people were living with in the first century. Maybe different issues, same issues, different sources maybe. Jesus reminds us of some of the priorities. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus would say in Matthew 6, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What is the priorities of our lives? That's where our heart is. the things that we're most focused on. Martha got a little distracted. She was more concerned with the meal and serving than having Jesus in her home. The benefit of having the Son of God in her living room. In verse 25, he would say, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Now, Jesus is not saying, don't wear clothes, just go around naked. Nobody wants to see that. But he's saying, don't let that be your... And isn't it easy to get the focus? Having everything right? You gotta have the new special shoes that everybody's dying to have. You gotta have a certain brand of pants. You've gotta have, you know, a certain this, that, or something else. A focus. And that's where the focus was. It says, don't worry about what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Jesus just asked a very serious question right there. Isn't life more than that? Life is more than what we eat and what we put on, what we clothe ourselves with. And he makes a comparison. He says, look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If I could add to my, I would be 8'2". I would dwarf Brandon if that was the case. By worrying, I could grow. Jesus says you can't, you're not going to change anything by worrying. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, or why isn't Mary helping me? He didn't say that. For after these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first, above all, above everything else, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you've been worrying about, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, where we're going to go, all of that. All of these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That passage is, I need to read that daily, just about. Matthew 10:28, Jesus would say, and do not fear those, talking about physical distractions, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. There's a priority. If you want to worry about something, worry about those that are able to destroy both your body and your soul. Hebrews 13:6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Talking about physical distractions, not only the things while we eat, what we wear, but we worry sometimes about people. Why isn't Mary helping me? What about so-and-so? What about this person? They might kill me. What can man do to me? Kill me? That's the most. Jesus has conquered death for us. Revelation 2:10 reads, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Not be faithful until it gets hard. Not be faithful until it gets to be a struggle. Be faithful until death. Sometimes we worry about other people, just like we saw some examples of. Back in our verse in Luke, now it happened as they went that he came into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Martha was distracted about two things. I've got to have everything right. I need to be serving. And why isn't she helping me? Isn't that easy to do? Looking at what others do or don't do and wanting to pull them in to our lives. We worry about what others are doing. We start comparing ourselves to them. That's a pitfall also. Is when we start comparing ourselves, we may not be as bad as somebody and thinking we're safe. We may not be as bad as them. We're still wrong. Or, you know, just comparing and getting the haughty attitude. I'm better than them. Sometimes we worry about other people. One of the greatest examples that I think of is when Jesus explains to Peter. This is after the resurrection. They are having breakfast by the sea, and Jesus was explaining to Peter very kind of a humbling conversation about what death he would experience, how you'll be delivered to places that you don't want to go. And Peter got it. In verse 21, it says, Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man? Talking about John. Worrying about other people. Peter just heard about the kind of death he was going to face. Jesus, what about this guy? Don't you have enough to worry about yourself? Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. You follow me. I know if I did more of that and less of what about hims, I'd be a lot better off. Verse 42 in Luke, Jesus says, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. The one thing. One, we have to realize that Jesus had to point it out to her. The Son of God was in her home, and she really didn't realize how important that was. We have to realize it, and when we do, we have to stay focused on it. We have to realize what the priorities of life are. Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it." I'd like to reread, we read earlier, Matthew 6:33. Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." We all have many moments. We have Martha, Martha moments in our life. But God is saying, "Bruce, Bruce. Leah, Leah. Kelly, Kelly. Tracy, Tracy." Shaking, you know, get on the same page with me. Type move. Hopefully, we can realize that priority and stick to it. If you need to respond to the invitation is always there. It's always there. It's always open. God always wants us to return to him. If you have not put your Lord on in baptism and you need to be baptized, we can accommodate you. If you need to repent of sin, if you need prayers of the congregation, like many of the brothers and sisters offered up prayer requests today, anything that we can do for you, please come forward while Sam leads us in the invitation song. Let's stand and sing together.